Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it, and I'm leaping for joy in it. I'm dancing around in it. Just really giving God praise for who He is on this, the Lord's day. Listen, I'm so excited about being here with you tonight. I'm super duper duper excited about this word, amen, that the Lord has seen fit to give to us tonight. And I'm just so delighted with what He's doing in the atmosphere. I thank Him for what He's doing in the heavenlies. I thank Him for where He has us seated and how He is challenging us by His Holy Spirit to take a seat, have a seat. Come on and sit down and function and operate from your seat of authority and power where you've been seated. Come on, seated with Christ in heavenly places. God is doing a thing, and it's great and it's grand and it's brand new. It's new, it's new. So again, as you always hear me say, if you find yourself uncomfortable, good. Hallelujah. We have to be broken out of our flesh, out of ourselves, out of our comfort zones, so that God can get the glory. Listen, before I move too far ahead, and we have some reading to do, so we want to move expeditiously, but I just want to thank you so much for all the love and the encouragement that you all have poured out on my life today through your prayers, your well wishes, your happy birthdays. It means more to me than you understand. I genuinely mean that from the bottom of my little heart. I thank God for you all. You all are my family. Amen. In the Lord's service, we are family. We really are family, and I'm just so grateful to God for the wonderful things that He has in store, for the wonderful things that He has begun, for what He's about to yet do. This is my first year, as many of you probably know, my first birthday without my dad being here. And so it's a little bittersweet, but it's a blessing still. It is a blessing still. Why? Because I'm here. He has blessed me with a beautiful grandson, wonderful brothers and sisters in the kingdom, people of God who are just priceless gems in my life. And I'm talking about you. Yes, you and you. Just wonderful people of God who just continue to show love, to show forth His grace and His mercy. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. I just give God praise, glory, honor, and thanks again for all of your well wishes, for your blessing, my life, with just your prayers and encouragement. I'm so honored to be called your friend, and I pray that I have been that to you in some way, shape, or form, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. So we're going to go to the book of 1 Kings. Amen. We want to go to 1 Kings. We're going to go there first, and then we're going to go to 2 Kings. Uh-huh. We're going to dance around a little bit in the Old Testament. 1 Kings 18. Ooh, I feel God. Y'all, I feel, hey, I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, moving on the line right now in Jesus' name. We want to read about the prophet Elijah. Then we're going to let Holy Ghost deal with us on why he's dealing so much with his prophets in this season, apostolic and prophetic shifting. My Jesus God, give us an understanding of what you're doing, Lord, and he's going to do just that in Jesus' name. Okay, 1 Kings 18, we're going to skip down to verse 18. As a matter of fact, 17. Let's go to verse 17 in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 17. And we're going to read a few verses. It reads like this: "And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" You the troublemaker. You are the troublemaker in my kingdom. Yeah. There are a lot of little mini kingdoms. that God, listen, God give us power and authority. He gives us lowercase L, lordship over the land, and we get buck wild and stupid. We have seen that history throughout our biblical lineage, and we have been going through this over the past few weeks. Now, we're back here again, saints, where God had to deal with his children because of their apostasy. What does that mean? That means they had fallen away from God, turned and lusted after other gods, or as the prophet Jeremiah said, they went a-whoring under every green tree, cocking up their legs for any and everything flowing in the atmosphere. Oh! Yeah, we find ourselves right back there. Praise God. So, here is King Ahab, who has fallen from grace by allowing his wife, Jezebel, we know the story, right, to come in and pollute his ministry, his assignment, his spirit. Come on. And so he opened up the people of God to false gods and demonology and idolatry and all types of fornication and debauchery. All right? So he's upset with Elijah, God's prophet. He said, "Are you the one that's troubling Israel?" And Elijah answered, verse 18, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou." I'm not the one that caused the trouble. You brought trouble on yourself and on the kingdom when you disobeyed God. We back, Lord, we back on disobedience tonight. We back on disobedience tonight. I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord. And thou hast, you have followed Balaam. You have followed false gods. You have followed Satan. You've made a covenant demonic pact with the devil. Now, for those of you that say, "Well, that don't apply to me. I don't know nothing about no Balaam." Rabbit foot religion. He's talking to you, too. If you look at the tarot cards and go to the psychic friends and calling them networks, don't play up in here. Audible shot. Burning candles in different colors. And you don't want to have no church. The church needs to be cleaned up from the mess. God. And so, verse 19, "Now therefore sit and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel." Hey, God is getting ready to use this prophet in a mighty way. He said, "I want all the demon workers, Lord Jesus, I want them to come to Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Bring all them witches and warlocks up to Mount Carmel. I'm going to show you who's who. Wow! Lord, give your prophets holy boldness. Just like you gave Elijah." It's too soon to yell. Okay. All right. I hear y'all. I did. All right. "So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel." Okay? Hallelujah. Now let's go. We're going to skip on down because we got to read some more in 2 Kings. Okay? Now we're going to go. Look at what happened. Let's go. Verse 36, same chapter, 1 Kings 18, same chapter. We have a premise. Holy Ghost have laid a foundation to show us that there was this back and forth between Ahab and between Elijah. The king, the leader, was upset with God's prophet because he opened up his mouth in the name of the Lord and tore up the thing. Come on here. Tore up the demonic agenda. No dew, no rain. You ain't going to use my father's land. Come on up in here to plant your demonic seed and expect a harvest and expect blessing. And you're turning God's people after Baal. Come on here. You ain't going to be blessed. Oh! Judgment has hit the land, and it's not going to rain or dew again until I say, "Ow!" So the leader was upset. Listen, there are folk mad at the prophets right now. Can I talk to somebody that's in a hard place on their assignment in a church or in their neighborhood under the Yoshikoma or on their job? God has put you there on assignment to speak forth those things that be not as though they were. And also to call forth his kingdom purpose, his perfect will to be done here in earth as it is in heaven. So because you're there, you know, sometimes you ain't got to say nothing out of your mouth. Just your presence causes stirring up, causes a shaking up, causes discomfort. because the Spirit of the Lord in you, great is he who is in thee than he that's in the world, commands excellence, commands righteousness, commands holiness. So you're seen as a troublemaker. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, so look at what happens here. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. I don't care what these folk are doing down here. I don't care who they call. I don't care, Dollar Prophet. I don't care, Dalai Lama. I don't care who they got up in the White House trying to give advice. Call y'all don't want to talk no real talk. If they don't name the name of Jesus, if they're not a child of God, blood brought, washed, redeemed, and born again. Oh, I don't care who it is. You are God. I don't care what the lawmakers say. I don't care what they allow. I don't care what they permit. I don't care about any plots against civilization. You are God, Lord Jesus. He said, Lord, you are God. I'm aware of who you are. And I know who I'm talking to. See, because they got all these other false gods up in here. I want to make it clear. I want every demon to hear as we speak into the atmosphere. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. Oh! Yeah. Yeah. He said, you are God. You are God. Uh-huh. You are God, and I'm your servant. Mm-hmm. And I have done all these things at thy word. Master, I'm not just here showboating and looking for an offering. Y'all don't want to talk. I'm not just here to put gifts on display. I'm here on divine assignment. I'm here because you sent me here. It paid a price. Come on here. It cost me something to be here. But I'm here at your word. My life is on the line because of these witches and warlocks. My God just about put a price on my head. But I ain't scared of nobody because you are God. It's in you that I live and move and have my being. I'm your servant. Ow! Yeah, so we got to talk. We got to talk. Talk to him and let the atmosphere know. I'm here in the name of Jesus. You don't have to like me, but I'm here at the word of the Lord. You may plot against me, Kandiri Yoba. You may not invite me to your Club Click show, but I'm here at the word of the Lord. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God. I'm not here to make no friends. I'm not here for a fan club. I'm here for your people. Your precious beloved, who you love so much. My God, I wish a prophet would rise up right now and speak to the Lord. I'm here, my God, to call America back to you, Daddy. I'm here to call the backslider back to your heart, Daddy. I'm here to call the backslidden preachers and the pastors that are fornicating. Y'all don't want to talk. Back to the altar. I'm here at your word. What about Shando? To call city officials back to their knees. To get homosexual agendas. Y'all don't want to have no church, but it's all right. Out of our school system. I'm here for Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. I know you want these people, Lord. I know you want them. And I want you to show them that you are God and that thou hast turned their heart back again. I want you to show them that don't they think they're so fancy and cute. You have the power. God has spoken once, but twice have I heard it. The power belongs to God. So we're clear. Mm-hmm. Then the fire of the Lord fell God, we love you tonight. The fire of the Lord fell. That's all Daddy needed. That's all God needed. For somebody to stand up and say, Father, I know who you are. I know your purpose. I know your heart. I know my assignment, and I'm here to obey. That's all he needed. Show yourself, Daddy, and kaplop, pow, boom. The fire, the fire fell. We try to do all this other stuff. Okay, Holy Ghost, I see now, Daddy. Okay, that's the problem. A lot of folk ain't interested in the God of fire. Uh-oh. There are a lot of folks that have their own agenda. They ain't worried about the God of fire. Hideyosha. They want accolades for themselves because they made themselves little gods, thinking that they running stuff. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we got it now. We got it now. Well, we understand now. That's why there's such a gap. That's why it's such a rift in Christendom, because instead of us being sold out to you, Daddy, for our divine assignment and being willing to die to be obedient unto death, we're too busy trying to steal your treasury. Okay, we're so busy trying to use your name for our own fleshly purposes. Yeah. Come on, Holy Ghost, and expose it. Yeah, that's why we can't see no fire really far, because we're too busy caught up in the flesh, in lasciviousness, in covetousness, in entertainment, in the church. That's what happened. When the fire fell, you want the fire to fall. You want the fire to fall. Get your heart in alignment with God. Let him clean you up. Let him clean your heart. Let him fix your heart. Let him get your mind right. Lord, not my will, but yours. My life don't belong to me. Let him work that thing in your belly, man. Are you here tonight? How? We got to get our motive right. We have to be cleansed, saints of God. That's why the fire's not falling like it should. Nobody don't want to pay no price for nothing. Nobody wants to sacrifice. God. Everybody wants to do what him and her want to do. Everybody got their own stuff going on. Y'all don't want to talk. Everybody knows all the answers. They got everything under control. You got Jezebels in the pulpit wanting just control. You got Ahab standing right along beside the Jezebel spirit to keep a demonic alliance going so that God's people won't be free. Rebekishai. But God has Elijahs. I said God has Elijahs out there. He got some fire starters out there. They're under the sound of my voice right now. They ain't scared no more. They used to be afraid of the opposition and persecution. They used to be afraid of retaliation. Yeah. But they ain't scared no more. They done went through hell and high water. They done been by the brook and seen the brook dried up. Finances dried. Y'all don't want to talk. They seen the Lord send a raven to take care of them. Yow! I said they ain't scared no more when nobody else was there. Jesus! Came to see about his prophet. My God! When you wanted to die, prophet, prophetess, you found out the arms of flesh will fail you, but the still small voice was always there. Yeah, they're here, God, they're here. You got prophets that ain't scared no more. They gonna tell it like it is. Come hell or high water. They ain't even scared of jail. They ain't scared of no prison. Because their soul's there. They ain't worried about the bishop's banquet. Ooh. Oh, Jesus! Yeah, they about their father's business. for real, for real. Let's look at 38 again. The fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering. It's not enough to have a tingle about your head, beloved. It's not enough to have a tingling sensation. My God, you want the fire to burn you up. So there's no more of you to be seen. Oh, God. I want to know tonight, is there anybody willing to lay themselves on the altar of sacrifice so God can set you ablaze for his glory? Ooh. Is there anybody here tonight? Where are the prophets at? Where are the ones that have been crying out in prayer? No more of me, less of me, less of me. Let me decrease so you can increase. Lord, I want to be used by you. I don't want to waste no time down here. Playtime is over. I've done enough with my own life, my own way. I'm ready to do what you say now. This time I'm not going back down. Whatever you say, aye, Captain. You got it, Master. Yeah. Oh, God, please help me through this word here. My Shanda. The fire of God is being released right now over this airwave. God is, oh, my God. He's anointed somebody tonight with fresh fire. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, God. He consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Don't you know that when God sets you ablaze, everything around you going to be consumed too? I got to talk to somebody that's in their house that feel like they're by themselves. You the light in your house. You the light in your house. And you wonder why you got to go through so much hell. You have cried at night. And other folk are sleeping. God said, you the prophet in the house, baby. I got you standing in the gap. I need somebody that's willing to lay their lives down on the altar so I can set them ablaze. If you let me consume you, save God, I'm going to consume everything about you. I'm going to consume everything around you. I'm going to consume that marriage. I'm going to consume them hard-headed children. I'm going to consume your vision, my God. I'm going to consume your body. Cancer can't stay there. I'm going to consume your mind. Lord Jesus, please help your daughter tonight. I'm going to consume your pocketbook, your ministry. Let me in. Lay down your life on the altar, Elijah. Don't worry about your enemies. You know I'm going to consume them too. Everything that is not like me, I'm going to burn it up. And I'm going to shine up that silver and gold that I invested in your belly. You shall come forth as pure gold. Lord Jesus, please help me tonight. Oh, my God, there's silver and gold all over the airwave. You've been going through. And the Lord said to remind you tonight, according to Isaiah 43, you will go through fire, but you won't be burned. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where are you boys? Will you please let radio land know? When the heat is turned up, God is getting ready to show up. Lord Jesus, I said, when the heat is turned up, God, the God of fire, he is a consuming fire, is about to show up. My God, prophet, arise. Get your head up from under the sand. Come on out of that hiding place. Come on out of that depression tonight. Prophet. said, God is calling you. Don't worry about what your past says. Don't worry about the mistake you made. Don't worry about the church folk that laughed at you. Ima mandora bokusai, resikoba bokusai. Ima mashando, you ain't the only one that stuttered, my God. But because you had an encounter at the burning bush, my God, Jesus, tonight, the Lord says you are qualified for the assignment that he placed in your belly. You don't need nobody's permission to do what the Lord has said. He's given you favor with him and with man to do the work of him who sent you. My Jesus, Holy Ghost, go ahead, call forth your prophet, Ezekiel. Folk laugh at you, and they call you strange, but it's all right tonight. You just keep doing, do what God told you to do. Sometimes it gets to be a little too much. You got to cook and clean and serve your husband too. Come on here. Work judgment for the people. Give godly counsel. Intercede and get up in the morning. Make bottles and clean and wash again. But God called you for such a time as this. Jeremiah, they may call you a crybaby, but that's all right. Let the Lord use you. My God, call your prophets out, the ones that are buried in the cave, that are asking for you to kill them off, the ones that have been threatening suicide. My God, we can't even get to the next scripture. God is calling his prophets. Prophets, come forth. Arise. It ain't over till God says it's over. Father, put your apostles in place, my God. Spiritual mentors, spiritual parents that really care about the babies. My God, tonight, we say, yes, God, set us on fire. Yes, Lord, have your way. Hallelujah. Make us the offering that you want to consume. Consume in fire. Come on down. We're willing. Oh, my God, and you make us able. Help this flesh to be consumed on the altar of sacrifice. We cry out tonight, just like Esther. If I, oh, God, please help me. If I perish, let me perish. I got to go. I got an appointment with my king. He's thirsty, and I'm going to give him to drink. Yeah. Yeah, Lord. Your Isaiahs are down here saying, we'll go. Take the coal from off the altar. Cleanse and purge our lips. Yeah. You ask who will go for you. Prepare us. Oh, Lord Jesus. You got little baby Josiahs that are willing to tear up the demons' camps for your glory and rule your people. Bless your prophets tonight. I plead the blood over their lives, over their minds, over their families, over their bodies, over their assignments, over what's in their bellies. The blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus, he cut it up. Prevail right now in Jesus' name over the fire starters. And we seal this prayer with Jesus' blood. And we thank you, Father, for the seal of thy Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen. I love you all with the love of the Lord. Meet me back here next Wednesday, same time and same station, if the Lord says the same. I love you all. Good night.